Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week for the 52nd time. That's right. This craziest show is turning 1 year old, and we're celebrating the only way we know how. Cheers, Outhouse Nation. Oh, nice. Oh, it's so coffee. Ugh. This week's stories include my check-in at the last outdoor retailer show in Utah, Jim Walmsley reveals his true identity as the Maricopa Marauder, and Ricky Gates completes his transcontinental journey run, presented by Solomon. Woo, feeling that beer already. Where do we begin this week? So little to talk about, so much time. iJamJam did not boycott the Outdoor Retailer's last edition in Utah, but instead attended to give you an inside scoop to the show. JamJam? JamJam here, reporting live from the Indoor Outdoor Retailer. This is the swan song of the Utah's Outdoor Retailer Show. Happy hour just began. It's 5 o'clock here. And we got beer and cake over here, live music. It's basically a concert. It's a party. And we're just enjoying the great outdoors here at the Outdoor Retailer. It's really great to be here in Salt Lake, but we're going to really miss this place. We're going to try and get some reactions from people about what they think about this being the last Outdoor Retailer in Utah. Back to you in the studio for now. Many brands were notably absent at this year's show, as the show size was diminished from normal. No Hoka, no Patagonia, no Arc'teryx, and no Goo Energy Labs. Although I will add, Goo was passing out some delicious campfire s'mores goo at the Public Lands March, where Jam Jam himself was in attendance. For an extended look at the Public Lands March, we now go to him now. Jam Jam? Reporting live here from the Outdoor Retailer, this is going to be the first time I've actually been outdoors in 2 days. We are heading out towards the Public Lands March, where we are going to be marching to the Capitol building, I think, in support of outdoor lands and such. We've got signs. Actually, we don't know what we got, because we haven't been outside in many days, but I think it might get rowdy, but this is most likely the reason that we're leaving Utah for good. We're going to head out into the inferno now, into the wilds. Come with me. I'm here with the Public Lands March. We're marching for the outdoors in the outdoors. And then we're all gonna head back indoors. But all these people are out here. They're giving up their precious happy hours to march for Public Lands, and we need to salute that. Salute it to ya. All right, we've reached the Capitol building. This is our destination. I think it's about to get pretty wild. They've got an official PA system. And there's helicopters flying overhead, and there's like the entire Outdoor Retailer is coming here.
Our land is here.
Goo Break here. Thank you for supporting this experience. We got the s'mores. There's a slight breeze. It's real great. That show of support was truly incredible. Also, the show of support from you viewers at the show was also truly incredible. I got to meet quite a few of you last weekend, and y'all freaking rock. Can't wait to see you next year in Colorado. The Blue Jeans takeover is trending hard right now in the track world, with Sidious Mag pushing updates almost daily now. They have put up some major cash, and the world record seems to be dropping faster than we can keep up. The current is 416 for the men and 529 for the ladies. This only leaves us with more questions than answers. Who will be the first to break 4 in jeans? What woman will go sub-5 first? How about the fastest 50K or 100 miler in blue jeans? Only time will tell if this is just a fad or a real trend. The Western States Endurance Run has announced new social media handles for Twitter and Instagram. I'll give you a second to get those mobile devices out and unlocked. You can now find them on Twitter at WSER and also on Instagram at WSER. Simple, effective, classy Western States Endurance Run. Give them a follow and a like. Smash the link. The Wonderland Trail, a 93-mile trail loop circumnavigating Mount Rainier in Washington State, which is truly wondrous. Featuring over 22,000 feet of climb, the ladies' FKT is currently 31 hours 11 minutes set by Candace Burt. But that mark may soon fall with Allison Maxis and Mallory Brooks taking on the challenge, shooting for a sub-30-hour time. They did a 56-mile route of it last year, so this attempt should be legit. We'll have to update you on the outcome in a future episode as they start August 14th, weather permitting. Last year's U-Bodie winners have stayed pretty quiet after last year's heated and blossoming bromance exploded during the first four loops of the 2016 Barkley Marathons. It seems that Jared did finally rekindle their relationship, returning Gary's phone calls.
Jared, if you're watching, I know you are. Just call me back, kind of thing, because it's gonna be hard to defend if just answer your phone, dude. Answer your phone.
Looking for a pal to go after another run along the Nolans 14. The duo of Gary Robbins and Jared Campbell set out for a Holy Nolans attempt in some pretty ridiculous weather, battling hypothermia and some crazy storms to ultimately finish the Nolans route, minus any holy add-on in 56 hours plus. Now for an update from the Beast Coast, we go again to Jizzle Wizzle.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, how you doing? This is the Jizz, reporting in from the Beast Coast. In fact, quite literally, from the Beast Coast, right here on the Atlantic Ocean. Hey, Jam Jam, happy 1 year anniversary. I can't believe you've been making this show one day a week for an entire year. The Jizz can't do anything for an entire year. So it's pretty amazing that you've been able to pull this show together and celebrate all that is great about this wonderful sport of ultra running. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for including one little voice from out here on the Beast Coast. So Jam Jam, here's to another year of fun in the outhouse, and we'll see you on the other side. Reporting live from the Beast Coast, it's the Jizz.
Nice tan, my friend, and thanks for the shout out. The Speed Goat 50K took place this past weekend in Utah, and it was a clean Hoka sweep on the men's side at this Hoka-sponsored race, directed by the Hoka athlete Speed Goat himself. Conspiracy, anyone? But first, let's see how the ladies' race went. Anna Mae Flynn ran out of her mind, setting a new ladies' course record and comfortably winning in 6 hours 18 minutes, almost 20 under the record set by Hillary Allen previously. Kelly Wolf was second, over 9 minutes back. For the men, let's see, it was the Maricopa Marauder in first under course record pace in 5 hours 4 minutes, with Tim Tollefson second in 5:23 and Sage Cannaday third in 5:31. Wait a minute, did I just say Maricopa Marauder? Hold up, we are the Maricopa Marauders. Who is this dude? What? So Jim Walmsley is AKA the Maricopa Marauder? I thought he was a true Coconino cowboy, but it appears his roots have finally shown through. The Phoenix Scottsdale native of Maricopa County has apparently gone to the dark side in his latest victory. His true colors are shining through. This is his second consecutive weekend winning a race, setting a course record, and literally walking it in just for good measure. Boom, boom. For our show within a show, we now head to our favorite Northwest correspondent, Maya Ray Ray.
Okay, we're ready for you, Maya.
How did the show even make it to 52 episodes? The thing was a train wreck when it started. I mean, it's gotten better, obviously, since I joined the show. Wait, are we live? I swear, we're live. I need some notice here. Oh my god, I'm out! Thanks, Jam Jam. 52 episodes? That's a lot. That's one more than 51. Yeah, I'm good at math, Jam Jam. Let's check back on some of the highlights.
Thanks, Jam Jam. Marco, first off, this way. Not this way, this way. Rookie move.
There's only so much I can do for this guy.
Hey, Mountain Outhouse, this is Ryan Gelfi.
Hey, everyone, this is Caitlin Gerben.
What's Jen up to?
My race went well today. I had a fun time.
Hey, Maya Ray Ray, Mountain Outhouse, Jam Jam here.
Back to you, Jam Jam. Back to you, Jam Jam. Everyone? Have a stinky week. Man, what a great year. I can't wait to see what the next one holds. Y'all better sign up for the Black Canyon. I'm going to have some sweet interviews on the course. Y'all have been warned. I have a ton of time because my dad's running and he's old and slow. It's now time for this week's Let's Check In with an Ultra Runner. We went really big for our birthday. We got some Northwest born and bred legends here. We lost them for a bit, but they're back in Washington enjoying beers, coffee, and trails. Ethan and Kim, take it away!
Nice job, Kim.
Thanks.
Whoa. What's up, Maya? And the Mountain Outpost, Outhouse, Outback Steakhouse crew. Ethan the Ginger Runner here with Kim.
Hi.
We are currently on the Pacific Crest Trail here in the Cascade Mountains. Pretty deep, enjoying a little reconnaissance for the Cascade Crest 100, which is coming up. My first 100, my only 100, and easily one of the best out there. So we're out here enjoying the course and the views. Well, can't really see them through the trees, but it's perfect day. And one of the big perks of being up here is that we live here now. A little update, Kim and I moved from Los Angeles to the Pacific Northwest, and best decision we ever made. Maya, when you get to be our age, I encourage you to live where you want to live, and if that happens to be Seattle, high five, because Seattle is awesome. That's pretty much an update from us. A lot of videos coming out soon, a lot of reviews, a whole bunch of cool stuff on the channel. But that's it. Big shout out to you, Maya. You guys totally kick butt, and Jam Jam. Back to you. I don't know if that's how that works, but congratulations on episode 1 million. That's wrong. Episode 52, 91, 73, 46. Maya, I'll just trust you to choose which number it is. See you guys.
Wow, they're great. Jam Jam, congrats on a year. I will now demolish this cupcake. So good.
Great show, Maya. So stoked to have you on board. Keep up the killer work. And nice to see you, Ginger Runner and Mile Long Legs. Moonshots. Not sure if this has anything to do with liquor, but I sure hope it does. Anywho, Kevin Hart has announced on Twitter he's officially running the double New York City half marathon. That's two half marathons in a row, people. In the Big Apple.
I want to talk about moonshots. What is that? I'm talking moonshots. I was going to do a half marathon. Turn, spit. Instead of doing a half marathon, what I'm going to do is do a half marathon twice. I'm going to do the half marathon, but I'm going to add another half to it. So the double adds up to what? Forget that. Let's forget the math. I'm going to do the big run in the Big Apple. 26 miles. You hear me? I'm about to eat it up.
Yo, Kevin, if you need a course preview, check out my vid from last year's race. Shameless plug.
All right, coming up on halfway, 13.1. Yeah! Woo!
He's done it, folks. Ricky Gates has run, walked, and paddled across this lower 48 states of America, presented by Solomon. Finishing across the Golden Gate Bridge with his friends and sponsor Solomon at his side, he's seen more states on this 5-month journey than I've seen in my entire life. What have I learned from following Ricky's adventures, presented by Solomon, both from afar and in person? Well, to enjoy the process, to seek out the stories, to drink a little more mezcal, and to make every day a bit more adventurous, presented by Solomon. Godspeed wherever your next adventure, presented by Solomon, takes you, Ricky. We've got another correspondent, people, WTF. This time, our boy Skizzle Fresh is checking in from California.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Skizzle Fresh, coming to you live from beautiful Santa Barbara, California. Elevation, like 130 feet. Only because I'm on a bluff above the ocean. Mountain Outpost. Way to live on without me in Arizona. Mountain Outhouse, a year going strong. Congratulations, guys. Way to not violate YouTube standards and somehow get 52 episodes up. I'm proud of you guys. But feel free to come join me in the cool temperatures of Santa Barbara or the cool temperatures of San Francisco. Or the cold temperatures of San Diego. Really, anywhere that's not just blazing hot Arizona. Come on down and join us. The water's fine.
Thanks for that. Miss you, bro. Run flat, stay low. Burro racing is an old sport that is currently gaining popularity in the trail and ultra scene. It seems more and more mountain runners are riding the wave, including this year's Western States 100 champ, Ryan Sands. And all-around badass, Max King, presented by Solomon. They went head-to-head, or ass-to-ass, or whatever you want to call it, at the Fair Play Colorado Burro Days, which is apparently in its 69th year. The 29-mile distance is covered by man or woman and burro, staying together the entire way.
Many people think burro racers must be crazy. Rest assured, we are.
Sands placed 6th in a tad under 7 hours, and King, presented by Solomon, was way outside the lead, although way more stylin'. Winners went to Kirk Korkamp and Caitlin Jones. We aren't sure what exactly it means to be a world champ burro racer, but I sure as heck hope to find out next year. Anyone got a burro Jam can borrow in 2018? There was a claimed first ever double climb of the Grand Teton in Wyoming by Jason Schlar, Meredith Edwards, and Jake Urban, who completed what they called the Double Grand 50K, which is not an official event by any means. The route does feature over 14,000 feet of climb and a bunch of fifth class climbing, whatever that means.
The whole route is 19 miles, 7,000 feet of vert, 14 of change, which is pretty exciting and spicy, and then you multiply that by two. You know, there's some fifth class climbing, there's some exposure. It's a good mix of true mountain alpinism.
Also seen in the Tetons is birthday boy Anton Kupiga, who posted via Instagram that he knocked out 8 of the 10 teats. We honestly have no bearing for what this means, but sounds like he bagged a ton of peaks and looked pretty damn stoked if you ask us. Keep on keeping on, Anton. We now go to one of these Grand Teton 50K finishers, Mayor June, for the weather. How's it looking out there?
It's a great Scott, hotter with Mayor June, the weather girl. She's going to tell us what the weather is at the outdoor retailer.
Where did that come from? I like it. The weather's neon. Look behind us.
I mean, there is the bright
rainbow neon.
Is he with me right now?
But these really hot lights are really annoying. But, you know, they're definitely there, and it's sunny inside outdoor retail show. It sucks.
Back to you, Shabil.
I guess she needed a little indoor time after all that outdoor climbing. Here we are again, folks. Gender inequality in mountain running continues to pervade. Thanks to Sandy Nypaver for bringing this one to light regarding the Glencoe Skyline Race in Scotland. Let's break it down. So, they absolutely nailed it, and I mean smashed it, when it comes to equality for the top five men and women. Literally identical, equal prize amounts for the top five, ranging from £150 for fifth, all the way up to £4,000 for first. Swell job. But here is where it begins to unravel. Now stay with me. 6th through 10th men each get £100. Okay, so we get that. But here's the glaring issue. 6th through 10th women each get nothing. Nada, zilch. It's pretty odd. Why do this? Trying to trigger us, Glencoe Skyline? Well, it worked. Consider us triggered. Okay, Glencoe, focus. Easy fix. Just announce either you'd like to pony up the additional £100 each for 6th through 10th female. You can split it up and call £50 each for all men and women placed 6th through 10th, or save some cash and just chop off the end of that prize chart and only award money to the top five. Easy, simple, bada bing, bada boom. At House Nation, just FYI, Glencoe Skyline is on Twitter, at Glencoe Skyline. Let's be civil, but let's also let them know how we feel. We now go to Jam Jam himself.
Jam Jam here, reporting live from the Mountain Outhouse. Week 52, we finally got our own. Look at this beaut. Handcrafted in 1880. And, my best friend.
For more from Skolpata, we go back indoors to the outdoor retailer in Utah. Take it away, my Swedish friend.
Hello. My name is Skolpata. I'm here with the great Craig Lloyd from Trail and Ultra Running Magazine. Or the website, or...
Craig, all the above.
Craig, how fast are you?
Really fast, like flash fast.
Really fast.
Really fast. Yeah, flash fast.
And question number two. You don't drink beer.
No.
But you are very fast.
Very fast.
So
I only need 2 minutes.
If you don't drink beer, and Jim Walmsley can't drink beer, who would win if? You raced Jim Walmsley in the beer mile.
Running?
Yes.
In the beer mile.
Jim Walmsley cannot drink beer.
He can't.
I heard Turtle Miller beat him by 20 minutes.
Well, that's mostly because of the Speedo makes you faster. And beer.
In fact, that's
what happened. So, could you beat Jim Walmsley?
Absolutely.
Coconinis, we are coming for you.
It's official, the Olympic Games are coming. Los Angeles, California will host the 2028 Games. Damn, I'll be into my 40s by then and likely won't make the new qualifying standards for the marathon. I sure as hell hope they add in the Barkley-Breyer scramble to the Games by then so I at least have a chance of making the team. We are excited to announce that with the launch of Season 2 of Mountain Outhouse, we are introducing some new perks for our most faithful viewers. For those of you that really enjoy this show, we are proud to be launching our very own Patreon page, effective immediately. Now you can directly support the creation of this show each and every week, in addition to our ongoing Mountain Outpost Crazy Challenges. Become a Patreon supporter and enjoy perks from a Mountain Outpost supporters Facebook group, a new bonus Glasses Come Off post show with unrehearsed thoughts right from Jam Jam himself, early access to our content, unpublished behind-the-scenes episodes, and giveaways just for Patreon supporters. We'll link to the Patreon page below and are looking forward to hearing from you there. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or you want to wish us a happy one-year show-iversary, yeah, I'm not too proud to ask, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. Support this show by purchasing this pair of Donut Jam Jam sunglasses. I hope you like the new shades. Smash the link. Missed out on the glasses again? Still support the show by purchasing a sick Mountain Outpost t-shirt, like this one, or a mug, or a sticker. Become a Patreon supporter. Seriously, smash the links. Subscribe and tune in next week for the launch of Season 2. It's gonna be crazy.